Hi, this is Lola Laracy, author of Trudy Lim, Spaceship Captain, Earth Detective. I am listening to Mark Gunn's Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. The website is CelticMusicPodcast.com with archives going back to 2005, which was also my second year at Dragon Con.
Show number 623. Welcome to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, helping you celebrate Celtic culture through music. I am Mark Gunn, a musician and podcaster out of Atlanta, Georgia, and this podcast is here to build our diverse Celtic community and help the incredible artists who so generously share their music with you. So if you hear music you love, as always, please email the artists. Let them know you heard them on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. You can find a link to all the artists in the show notes, along with showtimes, when you visit our website at CelticMusicPodcast.com. And if you're in a band, you can submit music at 4Celts.com. That's the number 4Celts.com. I am super excited. I'm recording this the day that the Kickstarter completed, and we raised over $5,000, $5,500 to support this podcast and to pay for the album pens and the Secret World of Celtic Rock compilation CD that will get re-released. Thanks to everyone who made a pledge to support this podcast and this Kickstarter. I really, really appreciate it. I am over the moon with excitement. We tripled our initial goal, and yeah, I'm just thrilled. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And because of that, of course, the end of the month, on August 31st, there's going to be a Celtic Rock special. I'm putting together a two-hour episode of Celtic Rock music, and it's going to be just fantastic. I'm looking forward to sharing that with you. But right now, we kicked off the show with TJ Hall and Amanda Coretta Hall. They make up the band Ohm. That was the Bank of Ireland from their album Tippy Taps. Next up is Pochin out of the Czech Republic. This is Supermoon from their album One for the Road.
Thank you. Well, the Garden of Eden has vanished, they say, but I know the lie of it still. Just take a left turn at the Bridge of Finney and stop when halfway to Coot Hill. 'Tis there I will find it, I know sure enough, but fortune has come to me call. For the grass it grows green around Bally James Duff, and the blue sky is over it all. And tones that are tender, tones that are gruff, are whispering over the sea. Come back, Paddy Riley, to Bally James Duff. Come home, Paddy Riley. Told me that when I was born, the day that I first saw the light, I looked down the street on that very first morn, and I gave a great crow of delight. Now most newborn babies appear in a hoof, or start with a sorrowful squall, but I knew I was born Bally James Duff. Sure, that's why I smile on them all. And tones that are tender, tones that are gruff, are whispering over the sea. Come back, Paddy Riley, to Bally James Duff. Come home, Paddy Riley, to me. And the baby's a man now, toil worn and tough, still whispers, come over the sea. Come back, Paddy Riley, to Bally James Duff. Come home, Paddy Riley, to me. Thank you.
secrets of a farmer's daughter. So beautiful, I'm told. Her parents died and left her £500 in gold. She lived with her uncle because of all her woes. As you will hear, this maiden did prove his overthrow. Her uncle had a plowboy, young Mary loved full well. 'Twas in her uncle's garden, their tales of love they did tell. There was a wealthy squire who oft came for her to see. So Mary loved her plowboy on the banks of sweet Dundee. Her uncle rose one morning and then went straight away. He knocked upon her bedroom door and unto her he thus did say, "Rise up, you fair young maiden, a lady now you shall be. The squire stands waiting by the banks of sweet Dundee." For all your squires, your lords and dukes likewise, my Willie he appears to me like diamonds in my eyes. Be gone, unruly female, for happy thou shalt never be. I mean to banish young Willie from the banks of sweet Dundee. young man he was sent for, and quickly did return. As soon as he came back again, young Mary ceased to mourn. The day it was appointed, they joined their hands so free, and now they live in splendor on the banks of sweet Dundee.
After Poaching came Enda Riley with Come Back Patty Riley to Bally James Duff from Whisperings, then Arise and Go with Jean-Paul Jiggs. Corey Purcell was after that with The Banks of Sweet Dundee from his album Undaunted. I want your feedback. What are you doing today while listening to the podcast? You can send a written comment along with a picture of what you're doing while listening. And how would you like to introduce an episode of the podcast? It's super easy. Contact me for details. Email CelticPodcast@gmail.com or message me on Facebook. Betty Collette replied, a bonus St. Patrick's Day show would be fabulous. Usually I'm sewing while I listen to the podcast. For St. Patrick's Day, we love to listen to Irish and Celtic music all day. So if it's in a podcast, we'll add that for our listening pleasure, and we always have corned beef dinner. Darren Wallace of the Stout Pounders wrote, for St. Patrick's Day, I am celebrating by playing music all day in pubs in Seattle, Washington, with my band Stout Pounders. We would love it if you'd feature one of our upbeat newer tracks from our Poor Decisions album. Enjoy the big day, and happy birthday in advance. I don't remember if I ended up doing that, Darren, so I'm going to make sure you are on the Celtic Rock special. Gordon Webb replied to the Celtic Music Magazine, while listening, I relax in a recliner with my feet up. For your St. Patrick's show, the more the better. Thank you for all your years of shows. And finally, Catherine Kohler replied to the magazine, I know I only need to answer one of the questions, but I'm an overachiever, so I will do all three. What I always do while listening is something school-related. I'm either grading papers or creating new assignments. I used to be quite low on St. Pat's, but I have finally realized that there are many ways to be happy on this day of Irish celebration. I live in a very unusual area that has no Irish culture at all. I'm a Celtic performer who must travel quite a distance in order to perform at festivals and events, but that is impossible during the week since I have a regular day job. I used to be sad to see all my friends on Facebook singing and playing all week long. I wanted so much to be with them and enjoy the festivities. Then I realized that I was blessed to spend that time with my family, making an authentic Irish meal, not corned beef and cabbage, and listening to those same friends on a mountain of CDs. There are, of course, Irish libations involved. Now, I look forward to the day as it was originally meant to be, a chance to share our faith and our heritage with others. Thank you so much, Catherine. That's one of the things I've always loved about St. Patrick's Day. I know some people think of it as an Irish holiday. I think of it as a Celtic holiday, a time to celebrate our cultural heritage with the world. And yes, you're right. There are ways to look at it negatively, but I prefer the positive aspect of it and sharing the great music. And that's what we continue to do with this podcast for over 18 years. So thank you so much for sharing your music with your community, and the more the merrier. Mad Maudlin is up next with Tay the Beggin from their album Empty Chairs.
Tay the Beggin, I will go, go. Tay the Beggin, I will go. Tay the Beggin, I will go, go. Tay the Beggin, I will go. All the trades a man can try, the begging is the best. For when a beggar's weary, he can just sit down and rest. Tay the begging, I will go, go. Tay the begging, I will go. First time I'll get a meal pock made out of leather red, and it will haunt 12 fear lots with room for beef and bread. Tay the begging, I will go, go. Tay the begging, I will go. Before that I do gang along, I let my beard grow strong, and for my nails I will not care, for the beggar wears them long. Tay the beggin' I will go, go. Tay the beggin' I will go. A gang to find some greasy cook, buy fray her a hat, with 12 3 inches of a rim, a glittering hour with fat. Tay the beggin' I will go, go. Tay the beggin' I will go. Soon I'll gang to a turner and guard him back a dish, and let Mom hold three chappins for a good ninety with less. Day the beg and I will go, go day the beg and I will go. I gang to seek my quarters before that it grows dark, just when the good man sitting doon and new hame flay his wark. Day the beg and I will go, go day the beg and I will go. Soon I'll take out my muckle dish and stab it for a meal, and say, good wife, can you give me brie? I'm in a seek your kale. Tay the beg and I will go, go tay the beg and I will go. Say, poor man, put up your meal, you're welcome to your blows the next, likewise your bread and tail. Day the beg and I will go, go day the beg and I will go. There's a wedding in the tomb, alert me to be there, and pour my kindness venison upon the winsome pair. Day the beg and I will go, go day the beg and I will go. Some will give me bread and beef, some will give me cheese, and I'll slip out among the folk and gather up for beads. Day the beg and I will go, go to the beg and I will go. Day the beg and I will go, go to the beg and I will go.
Thank you. just is the sound of one voice, one spirit, one voice, the sound of one who makes a choice. This is the sound of one voice. This is the sound. This is the sound of voices too. The sound of me singing with you. Helping each other to make it through. This is the sound of voices too. This is the sound of voices too. Together in harmony, surrender into the mystery. This is the sound of voices three. This is the sound of voices three. This is the sound of all of us singing with love and the will to trust. Leave the rest behind and turn to dust. This is the sound of all of us. This is the sound of all.
Everybody needs to know exactly where they stand. Second place in his heart was not part of my plan. Because you're perfect and forever 17. I can never measure up to you, Claudine. I'm just a standing, standing by. I seen your photograph, and photographs don't lie. Tried in every way I could, nothing is any good when I'm just a substitute for you, Claudine. Sing a song of booze and meth. Love is strong as death. Swear my warm hands have the power to save. At night I hold him close, but I'm fighting with a ghost. Cold fingers reach beyond the grave. And when somehow you're there in between. He can't be mine, 'cause he's still yours, Claudine. Tried in every way I could, nothing is any good. So I'm walking out the door. I can't do this anymore. But I'm just a substitute for you, Claudine. I'm Jen, I'm not Claudine.
Thank you.
After Mad Maudlin came the Bowtides with The Power of Three from Sailing On, then Emerald Accent with One Voice from All of Us. Sylvia Platypus was after that with Claudine 2 from Last Hurrah. And we finished up the set with Joey Abarta with King of the Blind from the same titled album. Thank you so much, patrons of the podcast, and of course, my Kickstarter supporters. It is because of your kind and generous support that this show comes out 4 times a month. Your generosity funds the creation, promotion, and production of the show, allows us to attract new listeners and to help our community grow. As a patron, you get music-only episodes before regular listeners. You get to vote in the Celtic Top 20, and you get a private feed to listen to the show, all that for as little as $1 per episode. I'm actually getting ready to release another highlight reel as well, which features some of the best music from past episodes this year that are going to be part of the voting for the final Celtic Top 20. So patrons aren't going to get just 5 episodes this month. They're going to get 6 episodes, and only 4 of them are going to be charged to your Patreon when you make that $1 per episode pledge. I'll tell you about that in a moment. First, I want to thank our newest patrons of the podcast, Henry Culver and Aaron Ruth. Thank you so much for joining the fold. Here is your 3-step plan to support the podcast. Number 1, go to our Patreon page. Number 2, decide how much you want to pledge every week. $1, $5, $10. Make sure you cap how much you want to spend per month. And number 3, keep listening to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast to celebrate Celtic culture through music. You can become a generous patron of the podcast on Patreon. Follow the link at songhinge.com. The Langer's Ball is up next from their brand new album, Hold Tight. This is It Feels Good.
A shot in the dark and I'm over the moon, and drinks will be here soon. Double shots of whiskey on a sunny afternoon. Drinking in the day at the regular saloon. Yeah, 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 it feels good. Claire's on the corner alone with her porter, and Tom's grabbing another round. But chill in the air, and I'm keenly aware that we're all here getting plowed. Stories and jokes and little white lies, a song erupts in the crowd. Oh, yeah, yeah. Enough to get you drowned. Hanging with our crew on the shady part of town. Yeah, 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 it feels good. Now the sun is setting, and I am betting that someone will buy me a beer. The band starts a fiddle, guitar and a fiddle, tin whistle and a balladeer. There's no place I'd rather be than.
this world where I belong when I'm gone. I won't know the right from the wrong when I'm gone. Find me singing on this song when I'm gone. So I guess I'll have to do it while I'm here. My days won't be dances of delight when I'm gone. The sands will be shifting from my sights when I'm gone. Add my name into the fights when I'm gone. So I guess I'll have to do it while I'm here. And I won't see the flowing of the time when I'm gone. The joys of love will not be mine when I'm gone. My pen won't pour a lyric rhyme when I'm gone. So I guess I'll have to do it while I'm here. And I won't breathe a bracing air when I'm gone. I won't be worried about my cares when I'm gone. I can't be asked to do my share when I'm gone. So I guess I'll have to do it while I'm here. And I won't be running from the rain when I'm gone. I won't even suffer from the pain when I'm gone. Can't say who's to praise or who's to blame when I'm gone. So I guess I'll have to do it while I'm here. And the mornings will be one when I'm gone. Can't be singing louder than the guns when I'm gone. So I guess I'll have to do it while I'm here. And I won't be laughing at the lights when I'm gone. Won't question where, when or why when I'm gone. Can't live proud enough to die when I'm gone. So I guess I'll have to do it while I'm here. There's no place in this world where I'll belong when I'm gone. I won't know the right from the wrong when I'm gone. Won't find me singing on this song when I'm gone. So I guess I'll have to do it while I'm here.
After the Langers Ball came Charlie Rutan with Steps to Avalon from Urban Village Piping. When I'm Gone by Socks in the Frying Pan, that's from their live album Raw and Real. And finally, Jackson Falls by Tim Cummings, Pete Sutherland, and Brad Kolodner from their album The Bird's Flight. Thank you all so much for listening and supporting the podcast again. I am just still over the moon about the Kickstarter. I'm going to try to get those rewards done quickly. So they should be, you should be getting most of the stuff by the end of August, though the CD might take a touch longer because I'm reformatting it a little bit. And it's almost done, so we should have it very soon, but just stay tuned for that. But the pens have already arrived, so I'm going to be sending those out in the next week or so. So thank you, thank you, thank you. You are amazing, and I really appreciate your listening to the podcast. Let's finish up the show with Kalos. This is Fare Thee Well from their album, Headland. Talk to you soon. Sláinte.
Fare thee well.
The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast was produced by Mark Gunn, the Celt Father, and our patrons on Patreon. The show is edited by Mitchell Peterson, with graphics by Miranda Nelson Designs. Visit our website to subscribe to the show. You're going to find a link to all the artists played in this episode. Todd Wiley is the editor of the Celtic Music Magazine. Subscribe to get 34 Celtic MP3s for free. Plus, you'll get 7 weekly news items about what's happening with Celtic music and culture online. Best of all, you will connect with your Celtic heritage. Finally, please tell one friend about this podcast. Word of mouth is the absolute best way to support any creative endeavor. Promote Celtic culture through music at CelticMusicPodcast.com.